there's an article in The Mail and Guardian saying time is ticking for South Africa to mull whether to arrest Putin. On the 17th of March, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for his alleged war crimes in Ukraine. The courts accused him of unlawful deportation and transfer of the Ukrainian children from the occupied areas of Ukraine to Russia. And this followed a global campaign by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and sympathizers to have Putin held accountable for what they consider war crimes and crimes against humanity. Dr. Sipho-Malele Duma is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Johannesburg's Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, and he joins us to explain why this is a predicament that now faces South Africa. Sipho-Malele, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. My understanding is that if the Russian president doesn't travel elsewhere, he will be South Africa's problem when he comes here in August for the BRICS conference. Is that correct?
Yes, a very good afternoon to you and to your listeners at home. Yes, judging from, you know, the number of foreign visits that he has made since the invasion of Ukraine, which is next to none, the foreign visit he has made. So between now and August, it is very likely that South Africa is the only state visit or foreign visit that he's going to make between now and then. So now that means South Africa will have a predicament, and it's a conundrum, really, for them to, you know, our very own government to decide what they are going to do if and when he does come to the country. Now, you do know there's now have precedents in this context. You remember back in 2015 that we were faced with a similar situation when Omar al-Bashir came into the country for the AU summit. And there was, in a way, similar arrest warrant against him by the same court, International Criminal Court. So now the most troubling thing for our government in this case is that there's precedence. So now we know that when they let Omar al-Bashir leave the country, they were supposed to arrest him. They had an obligation to arrest him. That was demonstrated through the courts, because obviously remember that there was a spree of legal embarrassment that our government went through between 2015 and 2017, with the initial one ruling that the government had to alert our authorities to detain Omar al-Bashir from leaving the country. But he did leave. The Supreme Court of Appeal later ruled that the South African government did not only violate the international law, but also the local law in not arresting the former Sudanese president. Again, later in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, the International Criminal Court itself, it ruled that through its investigation, it found that South Africa violated its very own obligation to the Rome Statute by not arresting Omar al-Bashir when he was in the country. So it's a serious conundrum that our government is facing, because we recall that they even went as far as trying to withdraw from the state. And that proved impossible itself, because again, there were litigations regarding that. The High Court in Pretoria ruled that the Zuma's government attempts to withdraw from the court was unconstitutional because they could not bypass parliament. So it's a dilemma. Legally, there is no confusion regarding what our government is supposed to do should Putin come into the country. We all know what is supposed to happen. You know what is expected of our authorities if he does come, because there's legal precedence. It's very clear what they are supposed to do. Now, the implication on what is going to happen should they not do that is another story.
Sipho-Malele, there's so much that we could talk about here. I mean, you refer to our track record, which isn't great, but that was under Jacob Zuma's presidency. We now are in a new regime of Cyril Ramaphosa. He may want to prove that he is different and may want to take action. There's also the possibility that Vladimir Putin backs out of coming to South Africa altogether. How do you foresee this playing out?
The options that are there are Just to go back a little bit to that was the previous administration. But yes, that's the precedence that we can go to check what is expected of our government right now. And we can use that case to understand. The point I'm trying to make is that we cannot claim any form of confusion regarding what is supposed to happen should Putin come to the country. Now, in as far as the options going to August are concerned for South Africa, it could be that while the country may want to have Vladimir Putin coming into the country, but through diplomatic channels, the Ramaphosa government can speak to their Russian counterparts to lay their cases to him, which, look, we are up against the wall here. So if you do come to the country, we have these expectations from not just the international community, but by our... Remember that our Supreme Court of Appeals had ruled that the South African government violated not only the international law, but also our very own constitution. So now we don't want to have a government, and the ANC government will not want to portray an image that indicates that they are willing to trample upon its own very constitution just to appease its own international partner. What I see happening here is through diplomatic channels, while perhaps the invitation to Putin in public will stand, that he's invited to come into the country, but through diplomatic channeling, the head of state of Russia may be asked to not come physically to attend the summit, whether send a delegation or attend the summit virtually. I mean, we've seen during the COVID period that now this summit can be held virtually. So he could either join the summit virtually, or he can send a delegation to come to the country on his behalf. Because really, I do not see the South African authorities are arresting the Russian president. I mean, this is not only because of the relations between the South African government and Russia, but also obviously we know of the questions of legitimacy in as far as the constitutional courts, the International Criminal Court is concerned. In the aftermath of Omar Bashar, Gwedemadashe made an argument that this court lacks legitimacy because of its targeting of the leaders from the African continent, Middle East, and East Europe. There was the argument that they made when they were trying to withdraw the term, which obviously was later overruled by the High Court, and then they withdrew their attempt to withdraw from the court. So how I foresee this happening is whether our government will reach out to their counterparts and ask that Vladimir Putin does not physically attend the meeting. So it's either going to be that they are sending a delegation, Vladimir Putin attends the summit virtually.
Sipumelele, you know, August is a long way off. A lot can change. But at the same time, time is ticking, as you say in the Mail and Guardian article. It'll be here before we know it. And it's going to be very, very interesting to watch how this plays out. Dr. Sipumelele Duma, thank you very much for joining us by Zoom this afternoon. A postdoctoral fellow at the University of Johannesburg's Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation.